day 12 of Walk Across America 2, Continental Divide Trail. I'm doing 0 miles of a planned 0 miles for me. It's been a freaking challenging couple days. I thought it was my IT band, but I actually got in finally with a sports doctor. They did the ultrasound, and basically I tore a muscle in my quad and torn a ligament in my knee. It's got some crazy name, papillofibular or something crazy. So they shot me up with some PRP and getting better slowly. I made the decision to stop. The whole thing is I was doing this with my partner, Dr. John, and he's going to continue forward while I heal. After I heal, I'm going to rejoin him. So I will have skipped a large section because he's freaking fast. So I'm thinking maybe in a week should be ready. I thought when it was my IT band be a little sooner, but my job now is to crew him, make sure he gets to the finish line and has a great time doing so, not screw up his mission, because if I make him wait, we'd both fail because winter's coming. So I'm skipping this section, and then I'll have to come back, or I get to come back maybe this year, but probably more realistically it'd be next year because of the winter. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But in some ways it's even better because it'll give me something to stay in shape for. And I've learned a lot from this experience. It was my fault I got hurt. It wasn't John's fault. It wasn't the trail's fault. It wasn't Chance. It was my fault. I was not in as good a shape as I should have been. I had trained, but I had a few small injuries, ankle sprain. And so I wasn't as good a shape as I should have been. That was mistake number one. And that mistake was actually navigable. But the second mistake I made, I was cocky. And I thought that even though I hadn't trained as much as I wanted to, I wasn't in the shape I wanted to be in. Because I'd walked across America 6 years ago, and because I climbed Everest 4 years ago, that I'd be fine. I got punched in the face. Not on the 100th day, not on the 50th day, not on the 20th day, on the second day. And it was freaking my fault. And so those two mistakes of one, being unprepared, and then two, being cocky about being unprepared, that's why I got hurt. If I was alone, I'd go back to where I stopped and I'd keep going from there. But I'm not alone. The whole intention of this journey was to not do another solo mission. My whole life's been a solo mission, and to do a mission with my partner. And so to make him wait, it would just be stupid. Part of me wanted to do that and kind of had some mental temper tantrums. And shouts to David Goggins for the advice. My job right now is to make sure he makes it no matter what, and to get back out there as soon as I can, heal up fully, and keep going. Keep going, keep going. So hopefully this is helpful. It's not what I plan, it's not my preference, but I feel good about how I'm handling it. That's it. Keep going.